This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Yep. Hey, look, it's how I see it. Right? I mean, you don't like it? Lay down on the couch. We'll have a talk. We'll talk about your mother, your father, your life in the early days. I mean, seriously, I don't know how people do that, but whatever. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the problem, part of the solution. And seriously, just, you know what? Being engaged, being involved. That's really all I care about. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you, you know, don't take what I say as gospel truth. I get it wrong sometimes. I mean, you guys send me the wrong stories sometimes. You say you've checked them out, and I find out later on that you have not. Not cool. You know what I'm saying? But I do the best I can to check everything out before I give it to you. And I want you to do the same thing. I want you to. So when you're having a discussion with somebody, right? When you're trying to talk politics or issues with somebody, you want to be able to. You want to make sure that you're able to say, or speak to facts, speak the truth, right? Or else you're just going to sound like the ones you can't stand. Again. 855, if you have something to say about, you know, what is taking place in Iran or what have you, feel free. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I like to do a couple segments a week on the crazy Twitter stuff. Crazy Twitter stories, what they believe to be fact or truth or whatever. You know, whatever. Just stuff that goes by so fast that we don't pay much attention to it. Did you know that 38 states, you ready for this one? I know some of you already know this because you're smarter than the rest of us. 38 states actually have more voters than they have registered voting adults in the state. Did you know that? I'm not joking. Just 10 of them alone. Who do you think is at the top of the list? Come on, take a guess. Yeah, it's California. 1.7 million plus. Right? Michigan, 225,000 more, right? More voters than adults that are registered to vote. Georgia had 190,000. I wonder if that included the 52,000 that Stacey said that was stolen from her. She should be the governor, right? She's the real governor of Georgia, right? North Carolina, 189,000, just shy of 190,000. Indiana's got 190,000 about. Washington, almost 170. Colorado's got almost 160. But this is great. Illinois, just a little over 100,000. Florida's got a little over 100,000. Virginia, almost 90. Right? But what's the big deal? I'm sure that the votes are distributed evenly anyhow, so it's not a big deal, right? God bless. And again, you got to love. You have to love, because I'm telling you to. You know, you got to love the fact that they say it's not real. It's not real, the left says, right? These numbers are inflated. We're wrong. We're not telling the truth. So, and then recently, I don't know how true this is because I haven't got the notice yet, but Iran has offered $80 million to the person who kills Donald Trump. $80 million. Where'd they come up with 80? What's wrong with why not go to 100 or 50 or 75? Where did the 80 come from? Now, if that isn't an act of war, now notice the Democrats didn't say anything about that, right? They didn't say anything about that. They didn't say anything about, you know, Iran saying this is the first step in retaliation and revenge. You got people like Michael Moore and others apologizing to the Iranians for what we did. I'm sorry, did the Iranians apologize to us for the almost, that we can account for anyway, almost 700 million deaths they caused? I mean, 700 plus deaths they caused to Americans that this particular general was specifically part of. Do we get anything from them on that? Nothing. I'm telling you, nothing. We know it's nothing. And the Dems don't care. This is why I keep telling you. It's hard to believe that they care about Americans. It's hard to believe that they care about us. When in reality, they don't do anything to show it. What have they done? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I've got clips and stuff that I want to show you guys. Because again, I want you to see what's happening, what people are saying. Because they're going to try to pull these things back. At some point in time, people are going to start pulling their stuff off of Twitter because they don't want to be nailed with making these comments. You know, when you Pelosi and other Democrats, I'm tired of calling these people lawmakers because they're troublemakers. They're not lawmakers. Lawmakers would be putting things together that would work for the average American, that would protect the average American. Because after Iran fired more than a dozen ballistic missiles, now think about this, they fired the missiles into Iraq looking for us, so they compromised another country's airspace. So did Iraq give them permission to do that? Because if they didn't, that's an international incident now, isn't it? The same thing that they're accusing us of, they've done. But nobody's upset about that. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, this ought to be good. She was handed a note during a House Democrat leadership meeting when she was told what was happening. I mean, and she said that they were closely monitoring the situation. Right? But the part that makes me crazy, and I've already gone through this once before, but we're going to finish it up in a minute. But she said, went on to say, we have to ensure the safety of our service members. However, the administration needs to tone things down. God bless. Joe Messina, your host, Listen to the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Hopefully so are you. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Please, don't screw this up. It ain't that hard. It really is pretty simple. All right, so I told you, you know, I love to share stuff. This is like, you know, the trending Twitter stories. And I probably shouldn't say Twitter, because it's really not trending Twitter stories. It's just trending stories, period. So Pastor, I've heard this guy a couple times. His name is Pastor Greg Locke. Pretty outspoken guy. And he's had it. He doesn't, you know, and I'm with him. When it comes to you Christians out there who you think that Jesus was this meek and mild guy that just kept turning cheeks and said, it's okay, you slap me. It's okay, you. I mean, no. Do some reading. Listen to what he said. You keep hearing about this loving, squishy Jesus. Well, he is loving, and he doesn't care. And he does care about everything that you're doing or not doing. And that you're taking care of yourself. Forget all of that. Does not mean everything that you do is acceptable. It doesn't mean that we're not supposed to fight. I mean, scripture after scripture where Jesus says, you know, occupy. We're to occupy till he comes back. Well, occupy, you know, got to be nice about it. All right, anyhow. All right, so anyhow, he's tired of it. This pastor, take a listen. I mean, this is a guy that I would go listen to because I believe him. I believe what he's saying. Take a listen. Maybe.
So let me get this straight, guys. We take out one of the leading terrorists in the world. The left has a whiny butt meltdown, and they send condolences to and side with the terrorists. And then all of a sudden, now the Iranian government offers an $80 million bounty for the person that can bring them the head of President Donald Trump. Have you lost your ever-loving mind? Do you realize President Donald Trump, regardless of where you fall on the political spectrum, is going to win the next election by an unbelievable landslide? We could wipe Iran off the map without a sneeze before breakfast tomorrow morning, and they know that. We don't negotiate with terrorists. And if you side with the terrorists, you're an enemy to America. So let me get this straight, guy.
I'm with you. I'm with them. You are an enemy. When you take the side of another country over our side, that's a problem. You remember the scene in Figures, right? Don't write me. I already know where you're going to go with this. There's a scene in The Godfather where Freddie speaks against the family while Mikey's in the room. And what's Mikey say to him? You never take the side against the family. You never take the side, right? The opposing side when it comes to the family. Now, do you think that I'm saying we don't do anything wrong? That this country is always perfect and we don't have any problems? No, that's not what I'm saying at all. Not even close. But what I am saying is we can fix the issue later. We can fix what we're wrong about later. But you don't take the side. You never take the side. Or the opposing side. Or the side that is against your family. You may not agree with what your family's doing. You may not find it appealing, if you would, for lack of a better term. But I'll tell you what, family's family. No matter what, they're always going to, you know, in most cases. I know some people have some pretty crappy families. I get that. Not all do, though. But ultimately, they'll be behind you. But ultimately, they'll stand with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, these self-righteous piece of work at the, what was it, the Golden Globes or whatever. And I get, you know, we've all got our issues to deal with. But remember something, you know, one of my favorite sayings on this show, why do you give celebrities so much credit? Why do you do that? Beyond me. First of all, as you heard the other night, they don't know anything. They don't know any more than you do. They're not smarter than you because they have more money than you. Remember, they made that money acting like somebody and something they're not, lying about who they are. And I'm not trying to put them, you know, down because I'm sure there's an art behind it. There's a expertise behind it. I get all of that. But frankly and honestly, why would you give an entertainer more credit than you would the average 9-to-5 worker? Some of these people, you know, these self-righteous people talk about the little guy and how hard it is. I mean, they make more money on one picture than some people make in 4 or 5 years at their job. And yet they can relate to me? Who's really brain dead? Really, seriously. Let me see, is this one muted? I hope not. That's always what happens. Here we go.
Grateful for the acknowledgement of the choices I've made, and I'm also grateful to have lived at a moment in our society where choice exists, because as women and as girls, things can happen to our bodies that are not our choice.
Right. You didn't choose to have unprotected sex.
you didn't take the biology class that said, you know, if you have unprotected sex, you know, there's things that come together that allow you to become pregnant the way it's supposed to work, the way the system is supposed to work.
I've tried my very best to live a life of my own making, and not just a series of events that happened to me, but one that I could stand back and look at and recognize my handwriting all over, sometimes messy and scrawling, sometimes careful and precise, but one that I had carved with my own hand. And I
see, listen to what she's saying. She has done all this on her own. She has made all these decisions on her own for her.
I wouldn't have been able to do this without employing a woman's right to choose.
A woman's right to kill a baby. A woman's right. She aborted her first baby because it would have gotten away of her career. Think about that. Now, I'm not saying she should throw away her career and the guy shouldn't have to pay. I've never said that. I think any man that doesn't stick behind a woman that he's got pregnant, he's not a man. He's a pathetic human being. That's what he is. Yeah, you heard me. And if you're one of those guys that ran away from your kids, there's a problem with you. All right? Seriously. You made those kids. They didn't ask for you. You got some girl pregnant. I'm sorry. There's a thing called adoption. What a sad society we are. We've turned adoption into a swear word. When did that happen? And why did it happen? And these soulless people in Hollywood applaud her for this. Sickening. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
According to state TV in Iran, the Revolutionary Guard fired missiles at air bases housing U.S. troops in Iraq in revenge of the U.S. drone strike that killed the Guard's top general. The Pentagon says more than a dozen ballistic missiles were fired at the bases in Iraq. So far, no casualties have been reported. The president has promised a response to any Iranian retaliation. He insists the killing of Qasem Soleimani saved a lot of lives.
He was a monster, and he's no longer a monster. He's dead.
The president said the Qud leader was planning a very big and very bad attack, but his administration hasn't revealed how that conclusion was made. Asked if he was to follow through with his threat to attack Iranian cultural sites, the president seemed to acknowledge it would be a war crime.
And you know what? If that's what the law is, I like to obey the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. You should be singing together.
Yes, yes, yes. Come on, baby. We've changed up the music a little bit after the first, if you've noticed. Some of you have noticed. You know what? You got to do it once in a while. I mean, 9 years of the same bumpers, I think, is time to change, don't you? 855-REAL-JOE. No, I'm just kidding. 855-732-5568. You know, you guys are like me. I don't like change. I just don't like it. I like my comfort zone. You know, I like all my stuff where it belongs and where it's supposed to be. And, you know, crooked pictures, Tammy will tell you, make me crazy. If I walk into a room and try to have a conversation with you, and there's a picture within eye shot, and it's crooked, I can't concentrate. We got to fix it first. Yes, I'm one of those. Anyway, we were talking about these self-righteous Hollywood types. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of good people in Hollywood. I'm really, seriously, I mean that sincerely. I'm sure there's a lot of good people. But what makes me nuts is how much credit we give them, how much credibility we give them, how much we take as what they say is gospel truth, and it's not. And if you think it is, you got a real problem. So, you know, you got these Golden Globe Awards. I mean, remember I was saying the other day, they're so full of themselves. Right? I mean, so full of themselves and what they believe to be truth. And at the Golden Globes, you know, talk about taking a human life and it gets applauded. And, you know, and don't give me this stuff, Joey, come on now. You know, no, because even Planned Parenthood has now said it's a life. They don't even cover it up. Now what they say is it's a woman's right to choose, period. That's what they're selling you. Because somehow the body, that body, its body, is, I don't know, the parasite is in the woman's body and it needs to get out and she doesn't want it there. Because adoption is just not the place to be. I just don't get it. I mean, one thing, if you're saying, and I'm not in with the whole, don't get me started, you know, something that they didn't plan. You didn't plan because you didn't take any precautions. And again, don't write me emails because some of you are going to go, oh, sure, it's all the woman's fault. I didn't say that. You'll never hear me say it. Matter of fact, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, I call out men that don't step up and take responsibility. Really that simple. But you can't lay it on the guy all the time when the woman has total control. So again, here's the Democrat telling you how her career would have been put off if she had that first baby. She's obviously pregnant with the second one. That kid's got to be petrified.
Calling, sometimes careful and precise, but one that I had carved with my own hand, and I wouldn't have been able to do this without employing a woman's right to choose. For the acknowledgement of the choices I've...
You know, I got to tell you something. The faces, though, of those women, the faces of the people that were there, some of them looked extremely, I mean extremely, extremely uncomfortable. And it could be just simply because they didn't think it was the right places. I don't know. Right? I mean, that really that easy. And some people, you know, it's a little different. So, I love this. You got Barack Obama. And though he never said he was anything other than a Christian. And, you know, here's a man who ran around with people who hated this country. When it came to President Trump, I was going to play the thing. I don't want to. I'm not going to play the video. We'll just talk to it. When it came to President Trump, or comes to President Trump, he is who he hangs with. Just ask him. They'll tell you. Obama hung around, bowed in front of, or bowed to, people that hate this country. Not hated, but hate this country. Continue to hate this country. And everybody gave him accolades and talked about, you know, how great he was. And look at the peace he was trying to make. But that's not true either. He didn't try to make peace. He tried to give up our strength. He tried to give our strength to other countries. And what I mean by that is we gave them money, we gave them help, we gave other countries, terrorist countries, we gave resources to them. We had no business doing that. But he did it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. I would love to know some of you, your thought processes on, and I don't want to call it war. Wouldn't last that long with Iran anyway. Be over in a flash. But should we defend ourselves like that? Should we go after these countries that talk about death to America, that want to see something happen, that actually go out of their way to make something happen? Right? I mean, seriously. I'm curious, you know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I know many of you say we shouldn't be doing anything overseas, and I agree with you in its fullest sense of the word. We shouldn't be over there protecting somebody else's rights most of the time. If they want our help, and we're willing to do it, they really want our help, and they're willing to pick up the protecting themselves afterward, great. Because a lot of times we end up staying, and we shouldn't be there. We shouldn't be there forever. If a country really wants, they want to be free, they want their liberty, we help them get it, and then they need to maintain it on their own. In a recent interview, Boston University professor Thomas Whalen, he called President Donald Trump's action that sparked the impeachment a great stain on our democracy. I guess he didn't know about the stain that Clinton left in the White House, but that's a story for another day. He added that Trump actually represents a threat to the country's democracy. Quote, he said, "I think that Trump represents a clear and present threat to our electoral system." I don't know how that works. And he's an associate professor of social sciences. He also accused Trump of abusing power. The president here, now, I want you to think about something. Where was their outrage? You know how many times Barack Obama said on camera, with a mic in front of his mouth, "What I'm doing is illegal. I don't have the authority to do it, but I can do it anyway." There's no outcry. It, apparently, if you admit to doing it, and you're on the left, then all is good. Joe Biden admitted to doing it, right? The quid pro quo thing. He admitted to doing it. It's okay. Right? When Barack sent the money to Iran, remember, he sent it in francs and dollars, you know, American dollars, lira. I mean, he had all kinds. And he said, there is no avenue for us to wire money to a country we have sanctions against, so I had to send it in cash. It's illegal, but it's theirs. He went around Congress. But that was okay. You see, this is why I say it's hypocrisy at its finest. Shining. I'm just saying. The president has recklessly disregarded the Article 1 powers of Congress and their oversight. Whelan said that he's done it in such a brazen way that he forced Congress little option but to impeach him. Although we still can't figure out what they impeached him for. Now, my words, not his. Whelan later told the host that Trump's impeachment ranks among the most notorious presidential scandals, including Watergate and the Iran-Contra. Now, notice that he only calls out incidents that involve Republicans. Because, you know, Billy Bob Clinton didn't do anything wrong. There's a great stain on democracy because it shows what we're capable of. Vast corruption. This is really funny how Trump loses $1 billion+ in value. He himself, personally. Loses value, loses money, gives up his pay. And he's corrupt, lining his own pockets. Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them become billionaires while they're in Congress. We've seen over and over and over again they give very little to charity. And he's the bad guy. Somebody has to explain this to me in a way that I don't have to smoke a whole bunch of dope to know. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to the Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For action, and now, nip it in the bud.
All right, well, some people like it. I don't know if I'm there with you. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Jersey. Sounds like a bunch of guys screaming in the back of a parking lot, doesn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Thanks so much for spending your time with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually, is what you are when you get involved in the conversation. You know, just, again, get involved. Understand that a lot of conservative shows, you know, they're being squelched by Facebook and others. So you've got to help get the message out on terrestrial radio. We have a video, live video streaming and audio streaming on the website itself. So if you can't get it through a local radio station, you can always grab it from our website, therealside.com. We can also make donations. You can sign up for the weekly, our weekly email blast that we put out there. You can also make donations if you'd like to. And then if you want to be notified by text alert, you can always text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And I think there's even a button on the page where you can make donations. Anyway, hey, everybody else does it. I want to be part of the team. So, I mean, seriously, this is a lot of what's going on today. It's just amazing. It's the hate. I mean, it really is. It's strictly and simply hate for President Trump. Any other president who took on Iran or what have you, you would have been hearing about how it was about time. We needed to do this. We needed to, you know, cut them down to size. Whatever the conversation is. So I'm talking about this professor out of Boston figures. Thomas Whalen. He said that President Trump is a clear and present threat to our electoral system. I don't know how he figures that. You know, people voted for him. I don't know what part of that he's having a heart attack with. Or Harper. We don't want to vote now. Does he want us to appoint? Do they decide who appoints? He said, basically, we're electing an emperor or a king every 4 years, Whalen said, before noting that Democrats and Republicans have contributed to the increasing the power of the presidency over the years. Now, he accused McConnell of taking the power of impeachment away from the Congress. This is what I mean. There is definitely a mental deficiency with these people. And he's a professor. He was probably taught by a liberal professor. McConnell was following the rules. The Democrats didn't. It's really that simple. They didn't follow the process. They didn't follow the rules. They're playing games with the impeachment process. You know, they've done the same thing to the word impeachment that they did to the word racist. Racist was a word that would make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And now no more. You know why? Because they've made it of no consequence. Now it's the same thing with impeachment, because impeachment is whatever Congress says it is. And in this case, you have four lawyers, three were 100% on their side, who said there is no impeachable defense. I mean, offense here. You said, I mean, the president of Ukraine said, no, they never felt pressured. The ambassador said there was no pressure. You have, pretty much everybody says there's no pressure. You have a whistleblower that wasn't a whistleblower that says there was pressure. And that's the one they're going with, because they found what they were looking for. Now, I've always said the same thing, I mean, over and over and over again. If you want to find something negative in somebody's life, you can do it. It's easy to do. You look hard enough, you will find something wrong. Again, that easy to do. When we start deciding what we want to do is what's best for the country, that's going to be a whole different animal. Guaranteed. Now, somebody just sent me this, and I should have done this earlier, but I'm glad to see it. It's about time. The, you know, if you notice, I'm not on CNN anymore. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that. But part, they were slapping me once in a while when I would call them on the carpet for the way they reported stuff, for the videos that they did, and the way they discussed, you know, discussed stories. And I didn't just do it on my show. I did it while I was there, because when you're live there, it's kind of hard for them to cut the feed once the words leave your mouth. And do you remember the Covington Catholic High School kid, Nicholas Sandman? Remember the Vietnam vet that he supposedly was staring down and being disrespectful to? You find out the guy never was always stateside. I don't know, he was a cook or something. And I'm not putting that down. They need cooks, they need janitors, they need maintenance people. But he made it sound like he was an actual vet in Vietnam fighting the fight there. Wasn't true. And this young man, Nick Sandman, went through a whole bunch of garbage. CNN made him look so bad, so nasty. And they stood behind their reporting. Remember that? Well, I'm confused. Because today they settled the lawsuit brought by him. Why would you settle a lawsuit like that? I set the precedent, really, for everything else. If you were right, if you didn't do anything wrong. So CNN has agreed to settle a lawsuit brought by the Catholic high school student. He originally sought $273 million from CNN over its coverage of the confrontation. He said he and his classmates had with this elderly Native American man while visiting D.C. on a school trip. The amount of settlement was not made public during a hearing at the federal courthouse in Covington. CNN brought down the full force of its corporate power, influence, and wealth on Nicholas by falsely attacking, vilifying, and bullying him, despite the fact that he was a minor child. Sandman and his family still have lawsuits pending against NBC. Oh, that's good. And the Washington Post over their coverage of the same incident. I'm hoping they get nailed, too. I hope they settle, too. The Sandman family sought a combined $800 million in damages from CNN, Post, and NBC. The case will be tried not 1 minute earlier or later than when it's ready, Sandman's attorney said. Right? And they're looking into more information. Numerous national media outlets painted Sandman and his classmates as menacing, in some cases racist. After an edited video, emerged. Right, so CNN on several occasions has been caught, so has NBC, editing videos. And yet they point their finger at everybody else for doing it. Right? And the video was edited, it was right in Sandman's face. And he was smiling just inches away from Nathan Phillips, the elderly Native American man. Now, a more complete video of the encounter, which emerged later after CNN played with theirs, we got to see the full version, showed that Phillips had approached the Covington students and began drumming in their faces. That's why they kept responding, or they responded with school chants, to kind of tamp it down a bit. So they didn't get him in his face. They didn't call him an Indian. They weren't racist at all. But I'll bet you'll find people that don't know this, and they're still calling those kids names, being nasty to those kids. I hope they didn't settle for anything less than like $200 million. The lawsuit filed by Sandman's attorney in Eastern District of Kentucky claimed that the 53 students, including CNN's coverage of, included in CNN's coverage of the incident, were defamed. One such statement included in a CNN opinion piece accuses students of acting with a racist disrespect towards Phillips. And somebody's going to find that story 10 years, 15 years down the road when these kids are looking for jobs. It would have been bad. Bakari Sellers, a CNN contributor, he publicly mused about assaulting the 16-year-old Sandman, and HBO host Bill Maher called him a little blank. CNN filed a motion to dismiss the suit in May on the grounds that the accusations of racism are not actionable in defamation cases because the allegations can't be proven true or false. They similarly argued that they couldn't be held liable for uncorroborated claims that Sam and his classmates chanted, "Build the wall." It's not defamatory to say that Covington students express support for the president, that he echoes the signature slogan of the majority party. Right? An investigation conducted by an outside firm, contracted by the Diocese of Covington, found no evidence that the students performed a build the wall chant. See, people don't go that far with it. We were talking about earlier tonight. Defend yourself. Protect yourself. Protect your rights. They found an outside firm. People were taking videos all over the place. You could put the whole incident together with the videos they got their hands on, and there wasn't a build the wall chant. And the kids didn't approach the Native American. The Native American antagonized and approached the kids. So the CNN's account, or what they said that the incident was all about, contained many inconsistencies. Phillips initially claimed that the boys approached him, but later admitted that he walked into their group. He lied. Oh my God. There's a book you can get on Amazon. It's called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, written by yours truly. Very first chapter. Okay? It is absolutely not. And right behind that is, why do they have to lie to win? Get it. Get informed. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll be listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.